flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
not a single penny spent, not a single price paid. I bought Sham, oh, I bought Sham. Some may call it theft, some may think it is borrowed. For all my life's breath, I have earned Hari's name. That is the description of a lover's feeling. The singer, the devotee, is saying to the world that I have not spent a single penny. I just got him for free. Some may call it a theft. Some might think that it's borrowed. But what I have given, I have given all my life's breaths, and in return, I have earned the name of God. This is a spiritual deal. A spiritual business. Give and take. What you give and what you get. Baba always talks in terms of categorization. Baba always talks in terms of contrast. The offer is open to all. It doesn't matter the time of entry or who you are, what you have, where you stand. This is all immaterial. The property is unlimited. Whatever you want, you can take. To what extent you want, you can accumulate It all depends upon you, what you want to become, a master or a slave. So, every mudli has got such classes of souls. All souls are divine, but there are differences. This mudli again talks about three types of souls. The first type of souls are those who are immersed in the love of God, lost in the love of God, deeply submerged in this ocean of divine love. The second type of souls are experiencing union with the divine. And it is as per their powers. The third type of souls are those who are just trying to understand this divine union. What is it? How is it? Is it really there? So these are three groups of souls, and they all are very lovable, loveful souls. But there is a subtle difference. The first category is lost in love. The second category of souls is experiencing the divine union. And the third category of souls, the lovable souls, are those who are trying to understand this divine union. But all are very loving souls. You can say the first category is the category of mystics. The third category is the category of philosophers. And the middle category is mixed. Who can sit on the heart throne of God? That is the question. And Baba said, this is a deal, a business. It depends upon you now. How much you want to give and how much you can take. There are those who give fully, one time full payment. And there are those who give in installments. There are those who give in 1 second, and there are those who give gradually. There are those who give completely, and there are those who give bit by bit. In pieces. So who you are, everything depends upon that. And how much you will experience, that also depends upon that. How much you will experience, whether your experience will be full or half, and how much time you will experience, always or sometimes. So again, there are three categories. To what extent? Half or full? Or always or sometimes? So souls are all divine, souls are filled with love of God, and yet there are divisions, and yet there are classes, and the spiritual hierarchy. The property is unlimited and everyone has got golden chance. It's the open challenge, open deal for all. You decide how much you want to take. But there is just one criteria. If you want to become the master, if you want to become Adhikari, if you want to become the owner, you have to give up something. You have to give up dependency, adhinta. Your past negative addictions. Baba has used various words, swabhav, sanskar, nature and habit. Your swabhav, your nature, your habits, your addictions, your mindset, attitude, viewpoints, perspectives, resolves, deep-rooted habits. This is what you need to give up. And then there is a talk. Who is carrying whom? Whether the soul is carrying sanskars or sanskars are carrying soul. Now you take the decision. You are the master. You are king. You are self-sovereign. You decide whether you want to lead the life of slavery or a master. The crux of the Murli is about transformation of habits, sanskars, and how to do that. Baba said, give up the old. But how? And there are two very powerful statements in this Murli. Children have habit of complaining. So Baba said, your self stage is very powerful. Before this, every other circumstance is nothing. The external situations are nothing. When you are aligned with the divine, nothing can affect you. Nothing can disturb you. No matter what situations are coming. And situations are running against the grain with you. Situations are negative. Situations are challenging, problematic, difficult, tough, confusing, creating upheaval, and yet you remain stable. Why? Because self-stage is like that only. This is the life of meditation, where you love to withdraw within yourselves. But we have the habit of seeking everything outside. If you ask a person to just sit at one place and do nothing, it is so tough. You want to do something or other. Why? The soul is in search of entertainment. Why people are addicted to mobile phones? That is suggesting just a mere emptiness within. A woman consumed some tablets. She drugged herself and she was brought to the casualty. A case of poisoning. With much efforts by the medical team, she was brought to the senses. And she was asked, why you want to commit suicide? She said, what should I do? Internet was off for 2 hours. What should I do? I cannot sit idle. I'm so restless. I need something. I want to see something. I want to do something. Life is waste without doing anything. Without entertainment, the soul gets suffocated. It is so much dependent on everything which is external. There is so much fear of everything. Everyone is carrying so much fear, so much stress. Where is the outlet? It is about giving up adhinta, dependency on external. And that cannot come just by reading books or murlis. It's a journey of silence. It's a journey of self-churning, self-realization. It's a journey of deep meditative state. So this is a very powerful statement. Your self-stage. It's powerful than anything of the outside. Those who are destroyer of obstacles, nothing can stop them. They are unstoppable and invincible. Their unconquerable spirit remains unwavering, steadfast. No matter what situations are coming, no matter what obstacles are coming, you remain stable. So, no complaining, no dependency, no slavery. Then you can sit on the heart throne. The heart throne is open for all. The whole world can sit on it. It's so big, unlimited. But then you have to strike the deal. And the deal should be one time full payment. Not in installments. Your EMIs will pile up. So it's down payment, one time, full. So, extract one or two points from today's murli. Learn them, memorize them, and then think of the ways to put them into action. You can take any of the statements. Every line is powerful. So memorizing small sentences. Because when you memorize something, you have to remain concentrated. Without concentration and without repetition, you cannot memorize anything. Spaced memorization, interval memorization. Use whatever memory techniques you want. But keep repeating things. And the things should become like a mantra, should become like a self-mesmerism, hypnosis, affirmation. Because during the periods of uncertainty and circumstances, these statements of knowledge will help. Otherwise, we keep on reading so much, but do we remember them? We listen to so many things, but do we remember them? So at least few things we should commit to memory. They should form, make an indelible impression on the mind. They should form a dent on the steel of the mind. So some powerful statements you can choose. Here are two written. Any statements. Write them separately. That is called extraction. Read them, reread them, visualize them, see them, cut the cake, divide them, reconnect, connect. Active recall, try to recall what were they. You can even share them with someone to make the memorization process easy. You can use mnemonic. You can make acrostic, acronym, whatever methods you want. Memory palace method, anything. So extract few lines, memorize them, and put them into action. That is the first task from today's Murli. The second task is you can create an inner dialogue. Soul and sanskar. Soul is talking with sanskars. A sweet conversation between soul and sanskars. Soul wants to give up one particular sanskar, but sanskar is not willing to give up the owner, the master. So what sort of conversation can take place between a soul and a sanskar? Think of the content. Soul has been suffering because of that one particular habit, one particular nature, one particular addiction. If that one addiction is given up, the soul is free, unfettered. The chains are broken. It is free to fly in the firmament of divinity. Just one weakness, one flaw, one defect, one nature, one sanskar. It is holding it back. And soul has tried all methods to get rid of it, but of no avail. Think of new methods, means, ways. So create a dialogue, a conversation between soul and the sanskar. Soul is asking sanskar and sanskar is responding. And ultimately, sanskar is lovingly departing. So loving departure of sanskar preceded by a sweet conversation. So create an inner dialogue. And the third thing is how to transform sanskar. The most important thing is to identify that one negative sanskar. It could be procrastination, postponing things. It could be laziness. It could be lack of control in food. It could be lack of discipline. It could be anger or irritable nature or anything. Impatience. So identify one negative sanskar in your personality. Second thing is try to understand the root cause of it. How it started. When it started. What was the point of time in life when that sanskar became a part of my nature? Suddenly it has not come. The process is gradual. So go to the root cause. Then create a positive opposite of it. If there is a sanskar of getting postponing things, how can I create a sense of emergency within? Creating a positive opposite. The third is visualizing that change. If it is purity, imagine yourself as the purest being in the whole world, radiating purity, the highest form of undivided purity, unpunctured celibacy. Then practice awareness and pause. What is it? So whenever you feel that sanskar is arising, just become aware. Oh, this sanskar is coming. Let me practice something again, opposite. Awareness. And the sixth is reinforce with daily practices. Create small habits to reinforce the new sanskar. If it is laziness, reinforce small habits. Get up, start running, doing exercising or anything. And the last is, even if there is a little success, reward yourself. Rejoice. So these are some of the seven steps to transform a negative habit, addiction, sanskar. So these are the three works from today's Murli. First is extract some points and memorize them. The second is create an inner dialogue between soul and sanskar. And the third is work on one sanskar, which is very difficult to give up. Om Shanti.